limitless bounds of grace. In 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul writes, I pray your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Colossians 1:28. Oh, and in Ephesians 5, we read, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Oh, what a wonderful thought! Your whole being preserved blameless. Your spirit, that innermost part of your being, that deepest dimension of your nature, that was once alienated from fellowship with the Lord, and that was once dead in trespasses and sins, that was once enslaved by Satan's accusations, blameless. And your soul, the very essence of all that is you, that intimate core, where is hid the very warp and woof of your hidden self, that secret abode that houses all the deepest desires of your longing heart, or with its affections and emotions, its passions and plans, that private place that buries all the deepest lacerations that life can throw at it, its failures and disappointments, its wounds and its pains. Blameless. Oh, in your body with all its faculties, its sight and sounds, its touch, taste, feel and smell. Its link to time and its roots in eternity, with its ever constant inward connection to the very thoughts of the heart, with its ever present outward link to this sin-sick world that tramps the tempting dust and the seductive grime of earth's pathways, with its deepest lusts through eye or flesh or pride of life. Blameless. Past. That once for all salvation of the spirit, I'm born again. Blameless. That present, the ongoing, lifelong salvation of the soul. I am being sanctified. Blameless. The future. The soon-to-be salvation of the body. Glorified. I will be glorified. I have been saved. I am being saved. I will be saved. All blameless. All to be kept blameless, not only forgiven, child of God, forgiven and blameless, blameless in Christ, not faultless, but blameless, not unwounded, but blameless. This is God's consummate ideal for you, and this is his supreme plan for me as well. The whole spirit, soul, and body preserved blameless. Oh, who can fathom the depths of the riches of the imaginations of his loving thoughts to us? To us, rebellious son of Adam and fallen daughter of Eve. His thoughts of you are without depth, beyond imagination. His thoughts of you are full of grace and love. Such is the limitless grace of God for you, and such is the limitless grace of God for me. This is his ideal, and his ideal is attainable, blameless in Christ. We must never belittle that power in the whole spirit and soul and body of an Adam, of a man. We must be careful to accept totally that his grace is sufficient. Oh, his grace is indeed sufficient. sufficient to fulfil his ideal in you and in me. Faith rests on promises. Great faith rests on the great promises of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God, his great faith, nourishing, leading, supporting, and fulfilling my weak faith, until it's not I but Christ that lives in me, and then lives in you as well. When we dilute the word of God, we weaken the faith that rests upon the word of God, and lessen the promises that are therein contained. So take each prayer, and take every promise at its full value, and claim its full richness for your own life. And you shall find rest in him, rest in his love, and praise his wonderful name. For not only are we to be kept blameless, but we will see a glorious consummation, blameless, when we are presented before him, blameless, complete, mature, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, blameless. Let us accept his ideal for our lives, as step by step our hearts are established in peace through the little by little process of holistic, practical sanctification. A sanctification of spirit, soul, and body. A sanctification which started at rebirth and will continue and deepen through the power of the Holy Spirit, and in preparation for the day when we will meet the Lord of glory. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And may you soar with wings as an eagle, as you wait for his perfect consummation through his limitless bounds of grace. Every blessing, blameless one.